You're listening to Weird and Dead, the paleontology podcast that tells evolution's most embarrassing and bizarre stories. To celebrate one full year of podcasting, we're releasing one of our Patreon bonus episodes. Just $5 a month gets you exclusive episodes, content that was cut for time, live stream chats, and early access to season 3. And just so you know, you can buy Patreon subscriptions as gifts for others. Thank you all for a wonderful first year. Amy is pleased to say that she now knows not only that chameleons are lizards, but also she knows a few other facts about them too. So here they are.
Hi, are you so excited for my redemption tour?
Yes, I am very excited for you to prove that you now know not only what a chameleon is, but a lot more about them.
More, yeah, a little bit more. I've thought, it's funny, I'm not thinking about the facts, I'm thinking about my feelings, which is going to go between essentially shame. I can't believe I didn't know what a chameleon was. And also pride as to this is why I didn't know what a chameleon is, you assholes. And then also excitement because holy shit, I completely obviously underestimated these lizards.
So, okay, we're doing a grand emotional tour of chameleons. Great.
So essentially, chameleons happen to be lizards. I didn't know if you knew that.
I did. Remarkably, I did. I wanted to know what you thought they were. Like, I know it was just like a pregnancy brain fart, but like.
Well, partly it was like we were so deep that I was like, this is going to be real funny if I'm like completely off, which I do sometimes. And then like panicked, you know, anxiety panic.
Yeah, yeah.
But now this is my pride. You know what? I did some reading and I know why my brain said that, questioned that. Because one of the first things that you read about chameleons is that they are old world lizards. And when my brain reads that, it reads old wizards.
You are really, really reaching here, but I love it.
This is the pride. This is the pride and the prejudice, I could say.
Okay, so they're old wizards.
Mammalian prejudice. They're old world lizards, which just essentially means that today you find them in like Africa, Asia, Europe, places in between, like islands and shit. But really, I was like, you know what? They are essentially wizards in a lot of ways. So maybe I thought they were wizards. I didn't think that they were lizards. I thought that they were.
Why do you think that thinking wizards are real and that chameleons are that is better?
No, no. It's because I learned that they're fucking wizards. All of the shit that they do is fucking crazy. They might be one of the most derived animals that we have out here. Like, it's not just one trait either. It's literally all of these traits go together. And that's where we're going to dive in. I just have some literal bullet points right off the bat. Prehensile tail. Cool. Instantly cool. Ask Carrie Weber. She agrees. She knows it. Fucking cool. And when they're not using them as essentially a fifth limb, they're curled up in the cutest little curly cue. So cute.
It is cute. I know what you're talking about. I've seen a chameleon before. All
me too.
While knowing they were lizards.
More of my shame comes from the fact that I've definitely worked with chameleons before and didn't remember that they're lizards because they're wizards.
They're wizards, right? So they're wizards because of their lovely
prehensile tail.
Mm-hmm.
Now, show me with your fingers how you think chameleon feet work. You think it's like your T-Rex?
Oh, okay. I see what you're talking about. You're talking about which fingers that, because they've got like two thumbs, right? Like they've got a thumb and then a pinky thumb.
Yeah, you're fucking right, you nerd. God damn it.
Yeah.
They're zygodactylus feet.
That really hurt my fingers.
It's hard. Okay, so essentially what Megan and I are doing are taking our pinky fingers and our thumbs back and then the other three fingers forward, and then they're kind of grouped like that, but almost kind of sideways, and they use like the finger part to wrap around a tree limb and then the other part to kind of grip it.
Why don't you just pause? I'm going to take you hold that posture. I'm going to take a screenshot.
Yeah, this is science.
Yeah, that's certainly something.
And then like they're doing this with it.
Hold that. Wow.
Anyway, it's kind of what birds do. I guess it's not quite the same because, again, chameleons are cooler than birds.
Do birds do double?
Well, yeah, they do. Birds of prey, right? Yeah, right. They're not. Anyway, y'all, it essentially just means like instead of grabbing things with your thumb around one side and your fingers around one side, they're like double gripping either way with fingers, which is pretty cool. And I mean, actually, probably the least exciting thing about a chameleon. Also cool.
Okay.
Are eyeballs that can move whichever fucking way they want them to. Yes. Independently mobile eyeballs. Okay. And their brain can fucking handle it. Their brain just is envisioning the world 360 as they literally synthesize and stitch together totally different images of the world going on.
They must lose some of that depth perception when they have eyes going the opposite direction, right?
Motherfuckers can do that too. They can focus in on an object and get both eyes to cooperate at the same time and get that sense of depth perception that allows them to use their tongue, which we are going to talk a lot about, to get that motherfucker who's like 2 fucking feet away from them, by the way, because they're, anyway, that's going into the tongue. So yeah, their eyes can do all of it. They can do the different ways, like kind of the quintessential chameleon thing, which is all over the place, and they can process all that, and they can also focus them together and use it for better stereoscopic vision to actually be able to get a sense of depth. Fucking crazy. Okay. So cool. And they just look cool. They're also kind of like open just like a quarter of the way. So they also look old and wise and high in every especially as their eyes go different directions. It's fucking cool. We're going to get more into the tongue, but I'm just going to say that the projectile tongue, which is technically called ballistic tongue projection, super cool. We're going to go more to that. So tons of them have literal horns and things above their eyebrows and on their nose. Some of them are sexually dimorphic. It's not across the board. One of them has some like skull ornamentation that allows them to collect dew in the desert morning that drips perfectly into their mouths. Like, cool.
Funnel face. Okay, cute.
Yes. And okay, they're crazy colorful, right? Mm-hmm. And part of that coloration, not all of them, some of them are boring colored. Part of the cool color thing is what we probably all think about with chameleons is their ability to camouflage and to change, literally change. So that's going to lead us into the first use of your word doc there, because I want you to take the test of can you spot the chameleon?
Okay. So I can scroll to the first page.
I just want to also do a shout out to Afro Herper, who does way cooler spot that lizard challenges. This is like a total take on that. Shout out, because amazing shit. But this is a similar idea. So go ahead and scroll down to the first one. This is a warm up. Can you spot that chameleon?
Are we talking about the big thing that's in the middle that's very clearly a lizard, or is there a different one in there?
That's good job. You got it. I told you it was a warm up.
Okay.
It was a warm up. Okay, scroll down to the...
All right, moving down. Yep, I see it.
Spot. You see it? Yep. Okay, we're going to put these online, but that's a warm up too. Okay, scroll down. You
just keep calling them warm ups until it's harder for me to get one.
There's only one really hard one, and it took me a minute. This one is still kind of warm up territory. It's harder though.
Okay, it's in the bottom right corner.
There we go. That one's harder though, right? Harder, impressive, a little bit.
Yeah. I'm doing a great job of being a lichen. I love it.
I thought of you. Mm-hmm. I know you love lichen.
I do.
But if you weren't looking for a lizard and you just looked at that tree, I don't think I would have even registered it.
I don't know. I've spent a lot of time looking for lizards.
God damn it. I should have thought about my audience more. This is not working. I was like, wow. And she's like, nah.
And I'm like, this
man.
Is so easy. What are you talking about, Amy? Like, now catching that lizard, that might be. Although chameleons are not that fast. The only lizard I can consistently catch with no problems are the little horny toads, like the little round, fat lizards that can't run very fast.
Yeah, those are cute.
Yeah, I love them because I can catch them. Everybody else is a little bit difficult for me, although I've lassoed a lot of lizards in my day.
I know. You probably taught me how to do that. Okay, we'll go down to the one that I thought was hard that you're going to be like, it's right there, you dumb dummy, dumb wizard.
I mean, I can see its body. Where is its head?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to scroll in a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Zoom on all up in there.
I couldn't see its eyeball until I scrolled in. So you're right. Woo. That one I still definitely knew there was a lizard there, but I didn't know if its head was behind the stick. So good job, Amy.
All right. Let's state for the matter that Megan is much better at spotting lizards than Amy. Amy doesn't know what a lizard is, so.
Okay. Should I go down or was that the hard one?
No, you passed. You did way better than I did. Okay. Well, that wasn't as fun as I thought it was going to be.
Sorry. I got to say, I've got a couple skills in this world and finding lizards is one of them. So you're really speaking to my skill set. Yeah.
This is true. Okay. Well, forget that. Let's just talk a little bit about their evolution because they rafted, if you didn't know about it. That's how we got into this mess in the first place. Yep. So it's very argued about the first fossil chameleon, straight up. It's been debated. I'm impressed with the lizard world out there. So essentially the only ones that are not debatable about being chameleons are from the Miocene. And I mean, the Miocene is pretty long. So one is 26 million years old and one is 6 million years old or something that. And so those are the only ones that across the board folks are yes, these are legit chameleons. And one of them is the one that I talked about in the rafting episode that's from mainland Africa. It's from the Kenya area, Rusinga Island area, and it's the one that's younger. It's maybe 5 to 13 million years old. Okay. And then the older one is from the Czech Republic, and I guess there's another one from Germany. So we're talking European chameleons that are about 20 to 26 million years old probably. And those ones, again, those are all that are true chameleo for their genus name. But if we go deeper, right, Madagascar is already an island in the Miocene. Mm-hmm. But before that, it's hotly debated. So there's this one from the Paleocene of China. Okay. And go ahead and scroll down to your next image because this is the material that they have. And I've talked a lot of shit about how scanty some fossil records are. And yet this fossil is, humans. But this one is gross. No offense, but it's not a whole lot. Okay. It's just not. That's a part of the skull.
What?
That's all? The fucking skull. Yeah, and this is them CT scanning. Wait, this is them being please.
This is just a bone of the skull, or is this the whole skull? That's just a... No, we've got a maxilla and a mandible, so it's got to be the whole skull.
I think it's... I don't think it's complete by any means, but it's also very just eroded and degraded as far as a skull goes.
It looks like a pebble.
Thank you. Right?
I can see why they're debating. I would debate if this was a lizard or if this was a fossil at all.
If someone picked this up,
and handed it to me, I'd be like, oh, that's a really good try. And I see how you're looking for weird shapes, but that is a rock. So no. Interesting.
But they were literally able to take enough from this to understand that it had acrodont teeth, deep skull, large prefrontal, rough sculpture in the absence of a retroarticular process. And I'm like, what? Where the fuck are you getting? I've worked on tiny animals, guys. I've worked on itty bitty things. And I am like, wow, that's impressive. But then this other group that actually did the CT scanning came back and was like, this doesn't have any of the derived definitive characteristics of chameleons. And so they actually do inserte sedis with it, being like, we don't really know. I don't know. Mostly because it's a piece of shit fossil.
Okay. So this is supposedly the oldest chameleon, but people don't agree that it is a chameleon, but people all think it's a bone because I could see that they did CT scan and you see some spongy tissue. Okay. But it could just be a lizard.
And the authors of the 2014 publication compared to when it was named in 1976 are saying no, it's clearly not a chameleonoid or a stem chameleonoid, which I'm again just how do you know? But again, experts in their expertise know what's up. So this one has been you axed. You're out. You're no longer a part of the plan. And then there has been some discussion about
just a lizard, there's a small not a wizard. Just a lizard, not a wizard.
What's up? Just a lizard, not a wizard. Amy got confused.
Okay.
Oh man. Okay, so then they push it back even further. They're like, okay, but where did this chameleon come from? We've got true chameleons in the Miocene, but what led up to them? It's still It's still blurry, unlike their beautiful vision. Mm-hmm. And there's one, a controversial one, if you will. This is the Cretaceous one. I misspoke last time. This one is from Amber. Can you guess where this is from?
Myanmar, yeah. Amber. Burmese Amber.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So if you're wondering why
it's from Blood Amber.
Yeah, making those sounds is because now that amber mine is controlled by a genocidal fascist government. And so when you purchase pieces of that amber, you are funding genocide. And that doesn't stop anyone.
And when you publish on it, yeah, publishing on it is also not great. So this obviously got published in, 2016. Ding, ding, ding. Before a lot of societies were like, we're not going to accept publications based on this stuff because, again, it's a lot of human suffering. But if you want to talk about the chameleon aspect, depressing. They did get a small neonatal lizard skull preserved. Which, again, it's fucking cool, which is why I understand people want to publish on it, but shouldn't. Anyway, they note that it had a short and wide skull, like a chameleon, big old eye sockets, like a chameleon, a very elongated and robust lingual process, which is all about that tongue. Mm-hmm. And then some other features of the skull that's like, again, short-faced, strong tongue, big eyes, which is a chameleon. And it had supposedly an extremely short curled tail. So these are all considered to be traits of a chameleon and not a day.
Okay. I'm sorry. What?
Let me see. Chameleon on a day. No, I don't know if I'm doing that right. Chameleon on a day.
You're just slurring your way through consonants at the end there.
Okay. It's chameleon. Nide. Chameleon Nide.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. Some folks consider this one to be a stem chameleon as well. But again, and again, this author was on the other paper that was like, no, Evans. Okay. In 2018, they instead actually interpreted it to be an amphibian, which I'm like, what? Oh. But that it had convergent chameleon-like characteristics, which, man, I just like want to see that amphibian. I mean, that's an amphibian. So see, again, valid mistake. Valid mistake.
I mean, it does sound like at least... If you don't know if it's a lizard, you are in line with paleontological research. I would never have guessed that chameleons were so controversial. Elusive. I also wish that
they're blending into their evolutionary tree.
Yeah. Also, how derived is a chameleon if really an amphibian just randomly did the same thing?
Tree that. And it says it includes adaptations for this ballistic feeding, but I couldn't find too much... I didn't look that hard. Other animals with ballistic feeding. So maybe there is an amphibian. Well, I guess like frogs, right? Frogs are pretty good at the like, bleh.
Frogs have that. I've definitely seen salamanders like go, but their tongue only goes out like a little tiny bit. So it's not as impressive.
Yeah, these guys are impressive. Okay, yes. So like we'll get to that in just one last thing on their evolution, which is that we still don't know. So go find more chameleons, but please not in Myanmar. And also fun fact of their closest group, their sister taxa to gamid lizards, so dragon lizards, so things like bearded dragons or water dragons, they're a really diverse group. And so that's a lot of the issues too, is a lot of these fossils are old fossils are just actually attributed to an agamid instead of to chameleons for whatever reason. So I mean, that happens. It can be hard when you're closely related to tell where the split is fossil in the fossil record. So
I mean, do agamids, they don't have the tail, right? Like I can't think of a single agamid that has like the little prehensile tail.
I don't think so, but the group is like way, I mean, chameleons are super diverse in terms of environments that they can live in and adaptations and traits and stuff and ornamentation. But like the agamids are just like really, really, you know, chameleons, you see a chameleon, you know, it's a fucking chameleon. Whereas that family is a little, to me, a lot like harder to pinpoint some of those definitive features. So maybe there's just more very diverse. Basic, I don't know, but.
Basic lizard. Basic bitch lizard.
She said it. Say, not me. These are other ones that I have definitely and then I just really want to end on their fucking insane tongue. So okay. I was trying to understand. I read a couple like nature article. Okay. So the tongue of the chameleon can go up to like two and a half lengths of the chameleon's body itself. Jesus. And it seems, I read this in this Nature Pub, that smaller chameleons get more bang for their buck, and relatively they can actually project their tongue okay. further and stronger than a larger chameleon. Chameleons, by the way, vary in size from the smallest one. As a baby, it can like fit on your fucking fingernail, and they grow to be like 10 centimeters or something like that. Like adorable. Probably even smaller than that. And then the big boys can be like over a foot long, I think. I don't know. I didn't look. I got more distracted by the cute ones.
Okay, so big size range.
They can all do this ballistic projection of their tongue, which is not a muscle contraction motion like if you were to punch somebody.
Okay, okay.
Or like an animal bite something or like take off in flight. So this is like 10 times stronger and faster by essentially just using it as a spring in its face that okay. it then just uses the simple machine mechanism to just, and the elasticity of its tongue ligaments and shit to just like fucking fling it out. Like if you were to use a slingshot, but that it came back, you know, I don't know, something like that.
Okay.
And they can do it with their tongue. So go ahead and scroll down to see a picture of the bones involved yes. in this, the bones and ligaments.
What? They have yeah. bones in their tongue? They have a tongue baculum?
They have this is the ENT, which is the entoglossal process, which a lot of them are like tough tissue or okay. literal actual extension of these lingual processes, which okay. again is all about that tongue. And it's all a crazy modified hyoid bone. And so the wow. hyoid, we have one as well. Uh-huh. Yeah. So the part, okay. So you have image A and B there, and the uh-huh. stuff that's all crazy looking to the right is closer to where the hyoid would be in the back of the throat. And okay. the ACT there is at like more of the tip of the tongue.
Okay.
So hyoids are responsible for a lot of weird animal noises out there, like howler yeah. monkeys, which I'm personally afraid of. They make all of their weird noises thanks to their hyoid bone is super highly modified as well and looks fucking weird, just like them. Mm-hmm. And that's how they make their singing noises. And then if you scroll down, I was like, yeah, but what does this look like in the chameleon? So I found this paper and I was like, wow. Oh, shit. Okay. What the fuck is going on here? But you got your dead chameleon up top, and then below sure they do. Show you what's kind of hidden in the jaw. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And again, so to the left this time is more of the modified hyoid process part. And to the right is more of this like elastic fun bridge. And that's kind of what they extend from their mouth. And then from that, they whiplash out the tongue. So if you watch a video of them eating, like the first couple inches of it are this rigid line. And then the tongue is flapping off of that.
Okay.
And then they have this crazy, essentially like suction cup tongue.
Uh-huh.
I read a paper that was also like, amazingly, they can do this even when they're cold, like other muscles aren't able to move that quickly. But with them, they're like, oh, we don't care how fucking cold we are. We could shoot this stick stuff out and it'll stick to whatever. So yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy. They've got a suction cup, like antifreeze, super go-go gadget tongue.
Yeah.
And we don't know where they originated. Okay, that's okay. because they're fucking wizards and made a valid mistake, and maybe I confused it with okay. an amphibian.
So not so much a redemption tour as it is like a reclamation tour. Is that what this is?
I told you there were a lot of emotions involved.
Okay, so when
both shame and pride.
So when this chameleon is sticking out its tongue, is that like you said that it's a modified hyoid bone? Is it actually like a bony projection that's coming out at first and then it whips? So it's like if you had like a bull whip, you've got the like hard part, then you've got the whip, and then there's just a random fucking yeah. suction cup at the end. That's what we're talking about here?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate. And I don't think all of it's just hyoid. They just do really weird things with the stuff going on in their throat and have highly modified it. And I'm still unclear if some of these are bony or if they're just like firm cartilage.
That's what I want to know. I want to know if this is a tongue baculum bone, if this is a bone, a tongue boner.
Yes, and. Yes, and. Even more. Yeah. And here's the other reality. This involves all those bones in the skull that I am not good at because they're all those inner weird ones that you don't really unless you break it open. And so I'm like, I don't know, like the vulmar and the sphenoid and shit. Like, I don't understand those weird butterfly bones.
Oh, yeah.
So they're hard. Those are hard.
Sure.
We got to know more. Hopefully people tell me how wrong I am because I'm sure I got a lot of this wrong, too.
That's crazy, though. I didn't know that they had like that sort of suction cup thing. I was kind of thinking it was like the corkscrew duck dicks where they like rapidly inflate and it's like a vascular thing. But it sounds like no, it's more weird.
It's more of a simple machine thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's more of like a lever mechanism. And that's one of the reasons why I guess it can still work when it's cold. I don't know. But the paper I read would just like emphasize that it was so much faster in terms of that release than what any animal can do with just like muscle contraction alone. Like they compared it to like a bird taking off and that it's still like that's a fraction of the energy that they release with their tongue and that they have like the strongest elastic muscles in all of the animal kingdom because of that.
Crazy.
Chameleons.
Chameleons, they're
old not world lizards. Wizards.
They're wizards.
She said it. I got it. Yeah. But Megan found all of them. So we'll see if you guys pass the test when we put these pictures and go, yes, Amy, those are pretty basic.
Someone should really consult with me on those really shitty chameleon fossils. I can clearly find chameleons really easily. And good to know that I have that skill set. I really would not have guessed.
I guess that's what I could. Right? Yeah.
I would not have guessed that any of those were fossils. Those look like rocks, straight up rocks.
They look like weird pebble things. Yeah, for sure. And to bring it back to the rafting, like now the highest diversity of chameleons is found on Madagascar. Like over 50% of all chameleon species in the world are found on Madagascar. And this paper emphasized, again, that's not because they evolved there. They most likely evolved in mainland Africa or maybe somewhere in Asia. And then they migrated to Madagascar and then died out elsewhere, but continued to thrive very well on Madagascar, similar to the lemurs. But they did not evolve there. And they also did not get there by choice, as that article I read wants to emphasize. When they rafted there from mainland Africa, it was not consensual. They were forced. It wasn't a pleasure cruise.
Involuntary.
It was a land raft situation. Involuntary. Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your redemption / reclamation / retribution tour of chameleons here.
Revenge.
I'm definitely willing to concede that they're pretty fucking weird. And I also wouldn't know that they were lizards just from looking at their bones. I mean, I would know they're lizards just generally because I know what a lizard is. But like looking at their bones, Amy.
Wow.
I would be
look
just
who's
like you.
Fancy.
Okay. I think that's it.
You know the lizards.
Thank you so much for supporting us. If you have an animal or topic you'd like us to cover, use the survey link that is pinned to the top of the page on Patreon.